about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, good morning, everybody. I was just trying to post a note real fast on our Facebook about the show is about to start, and I looked up and actually I listened up and noticed the show was already starting. So welcome. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Pet Foods. Wonderful line of pet foods. Our dogs right now, I've been trying all the different versions that they have, and we're doing one of the grain-free ones right now, which Tater and Carmen love, absolutely love it. And if you haven't tried it yet with your dogs, I recommend it highly. No wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products, and they are all completely free of the toxic chemical preservatives. Nothing they make contains the things that we don't like. Their website's victordogfood.com. Check it out. And also check out the SPCA Dog of the Week, the feature that Victor sponsors. Got good news and bad news from last week. Chance still waits for a home. So go to our website, check out his picture. And those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, let's give Chance a new place to live. I think you'll really appreciate doing it. And then from before that, Carl was adopted, so thanks for that. This week, meet Harper, 40-pound, 2-year-old female hound mix, and it says here she's the sweetest little lady this side of the Trinity River. When you first meet her, she can be a little shy and dainty, but take her outside and let her run around a bit, and she becomes quite a goofball, it says here. She was rescued from inhumane conditions and brought to the SPCA and is doing really well. She is heartworm positive, but her treatments are free to the new family at a Metroplex area VCA Animal Hospital after she's adopted. Really pretty. Pretty skin, pretty color, pretty eyes. Meet her on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And I think I'll say a little earlier than I normally do on the show, the newsletter that we do that goes out is free. If you haven't signed up yet, all you have to do is give us your email address and tell us you want it. It's that simple to do. Costs nothing. Weekly, one subject at a time, pretty much. This last one is about the products that we recommend and a little nudged everybody to mention these products to your retail stores to have them available. You know, we talk about a program here of gardening, landscaping, pest control, the overall way to treat the grounds of whatever kind of project that you have, whether it's large commercial or a small little vegetable or herb garden or even potted plants for apartment people. The program that we recommend is very easy to do. It sounds a little, I guess it sounds a little more complicated to people when they first hear it simply because it's different. We're talking about different products and we're talking about staying away from things that a lot of folks think are the normal right things to use. We don't like peat moss. We don't like synthetic fertilizers. We don't like Roundup. We don't like synthetic pre-emergent herbicides. You know, all the things that you hear about in the ads and from, recommended by a lot of people on the radio and in columns and things like that. We recommend completely a different way to go. But once you get into it and try it a little while, you find out that, one, it's really easier. You have to do things less often. We have less pest problems to pop up to have to deal with. If they do pop up, we have tools to help control them. And we just have to do things less often, and we have to water less often, so you end up saving money there. So for those of you that hadn't gotten into it yet, give it a whirl. You'll see that your gardens will look much better, and you'll enjoy gardening better as well. this is the best time of the year for gardening. The weather around here in Dallas-Fort Worth area has been great. I hope it has been for all of you listening out there to some degree. We've had a lot of really pretty mild days. It got a little hot yesterday and the day before, and it will today again. Kind of unusually hot, close to record-setting warm temperatures. And that might make a few issues pop up, a little temporary stress in plants that you have to deal with, but we'll be glad to help you with that if that's the case. So give us a shout on that. But this is the best time to do a whole bunch of things. It's absolutely the best time to plant trees that you can find. And some people will say it's better to wait until things are completely dormant. Well, basically, that's here. Even in our zone, in Zone 8, things are starting to show their fall color a little bit. That means the systems are shutting down or have shut down. And so going to the nursery, the garden center, and picking out your woody plants, shrubs, ornamental trees, and big trees could not be a better time to do that. One of the advantages is you might be able to see what the fall color's going to be. And you'll also pick up that fall burst of growth that happens. And also, your plants will be able to experience that mild growth of roots over the winter. And when spring comes around, they'll be off and going. A lot of people mistakenly think it's best to wait till spring to plant. And that's, you can get away with it. And we help people do it at that time. But if you made a chart about the best times and the worst times to plant the permanent things, right now is the best time. Spring's the worst time. So I know there's a lot of things going on. Sports, school, the fair here has just ended. That was an issue. A lot of things that are underway, but try to carve out some time for your gardening, and you'll be glad that you did. We've got some projects going on in our place that I'll tell you a little bit about as we go as well. And then the most common questions that I've been getting by email and phone calls and everything else, I'll try to work them in as we go. My tea this morning's good. It's hibiscus orange peeling, organic orange peeling, of course, cinnamon, rose hips, lemon, and honey, a good clean local honey, and it's a very good tea, so try that one if you haven't already. I usually start out the morning with some coffee, and then I switch over to tea, but whatever you like to do, it's fine. And by the way, when you make hot herb tea in the mornings and you don't drink it all, don't throw it away. You can add more water to it, and it makes a mighty fine organic liquid fertilizer to put in pots or on plants outside. But what's a probably even better thing to do is put it in some kind of glass container and put it in the refrigerator and use it over ice as an iced tea later on. Let's see what else I need to do before we go to the phones. I got some information for those of you that have asked me about moles. I'll work that in. Kathy's called in early, so let's go ahead and help her. Got 2 minutes before the break and see what's up in Weatherford, Texas. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about using hydrogen peroxide for to wash fruits and vegetables with.
Uh-huh.
And did you use that full strength, or did you dilute it with water? I couldn't remember.
Well, it's best, Kathy, for that use to use it full strength. You know, hydrogen peroxide that you buy at the drugstore or grocery store is so inexpensive that it's
right.
Not a real cost issue. And you also have the issue of hydrogen peroxide turning from hydrogen peroxide to water once you open it. If you don't keep it sealed really well and you keep it around in the shelf, I was looking at a bottle that was still pretty full in my bathroom a couple of days ago, and it was fizzing just a little bit when you used it on in the sink or on yourself or whatever, but it had almost completely turned to water. So it's best to use to clean the fruits and vegetables, the full strength stuff, and keep that thing sealed, keep that bottle sealed up really well when you're not using it. In other words, if you pour it into a little spritzer or put a spritzer top on it or whatever, that's fine. But when you're not using it, don't leave it sitting on the sink with the top open on it.
Okay, super. Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you for your show.
Okay.
You really enjoy it.
I'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay.
Give us a call at 866-444-3478. I'll tell you about that mole control when I come back, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to chat about. Once again, the website's dirtdoctor.com. You can fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com to get the free newsletter. You can also click on the green button to the left to see about joining the organic club. I'll be back. Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we've got an open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about trees and tree planting just a little bit more here, but I wanted to tell you first, questions came up on the show last week, and almost every week somebody calls about how do you control moles and gophers. People call me from various places around the country, and I've always mentioned kind of generically that there are these devices that you can stick in the ground in areas where the little beasts are problems, and they vibrate or make a sound on some kind of a regular basis and work pretty well. And I've had some experience with them. My dad used one over in Pittsburgh in sandy soils in the vegetable garden years ago. One, just one in the garden, kept the moles away. Well, we had a tip from one of the listeners about the fact that Harbor Freight Tools had one that was solar powered, which is really a pretty cool thing. And I thought, they told me it was $9.99. And I said, well, that's great. That sounds pretty inexpensive. And it was way inexpensive compared to the one we tried some years ago. But and then somebody else said there's a Harbor Freight near you, not too far from where you live, and lo and behold, there was. It hadn't been there a long time, and I went in and checked out this mole device. It's called the Solar Mole Chaser, and it looks pretty good, especially for $9.99. So they do mail order. There's also Harbor Freight physical stores you can walk into. They're interesting places. They're kind of Spartan, and there's not a lot of people in there to serve you, but I'd give it a shot. Those of you that have had trouble with those little beasts in your sandy, mostly sandy soil gardens and so forth, this little device has got a point on the end. You simply push it in the ground. You push a red button that's on it, and it initiates it. I don't think that there is an adjustment for how often it makes this kind of whining and slightly vibrating sound and effect, but I think it's worth a try. And those of you that have tried it, some already have, and have given me pretty good reports on it so far, but anybody else that tries it and has experience one way or another, let me know. It's called the Solar Mole Chaser. And again, this is at the store called Harbor Freight Tools. It may be available in other places as well, but That's one place it's available for sure. I took some pictures of it, of the box. I'll try to, in a break here, I'll try to put them on Facebook so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I may have already done that, but I don't think I did, so I'll add that to Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, we've really had a lot of response to a picture I put yesterday or the day before of my chili piquin. I've got a chili piquin that's also called bush pepper that's growing in the dog run out of a crack in the concrete. And it's been there about 3 years. And, you know, it amuses me that it's that tough. And so I continue to leave it there. And it's covered right now with little white flowers and the chili piquin. And so I put it on Facebook. We had a whole bunch of people respond, talk about the theirs that they had. And I did a little quick search besides what we have on our website, which is pretty thorough. It's out of one of my plant books about it. And I've always told people that there's a little bit of confusion about the common name. And some people say the chili piquin is the round fruit and chili piquin is the one that's a little oblong. But I looked in some a little bit more erudite books that I have on various plants, talking about the plants, where they come from and what the history is and the details about them. And most of those folks, and I think I'm in this category now because it makes it easy to do, say that they're all the same plant, that the bush pepper sometimes has little round fruit, and sometimes they're oblong or football shape, and they'll vary between those shapes, and they're all really the same plant. Chili piquin and chili piquin, both. So you can call them either one, or you can just call them bush peppers. And a lot of different suggestions came in about how to use them. One of them that I thought was interesting that I have not tried before is to soak them in vinegar for a while and then have the pickled, vinegared chili piquins. And these are tiny little peppers, if you aren't familiar with them. They're smaller than the eraser on a pencil, about half that size, as a matter of fact. But take the little peppers after you soak them in vinegar and use them in scrambled eggs and other dishes. But be careful. They're pretty hot. They definitely will give you a little punch there. So check it out on Facebook. Also, let me get back to the trees, or I'm not going to do it. I'll forget to do it. When you purchase your trees, one of the things I think that'll help everybody out there, or a lot of people with the problems that develop later on, and people call me and come to me about, well, okay, what do I do now, is to buy more sturdy trees. When you're shopping for trees, look for those that are shorter and more sturdy, have a little bit better diameter at the base, a little bit better caliper. When they're grown real close together and they're staked on a bamboo pole or something like that, they tend to be a real problem. I'll tell you about what the problem is, how to maybe fix it if it is the case, but better still, how to avoid it by buying trees that are the right size and the right quality. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, jump on here and we'll chat. 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you, and still some open lines there if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Talking about the right kind of tree to buy. I used to be in the landscape business, landscape architect, and I've been in the contracting business, but even when I wasn't in the contracting business, we would oversee the installation of projects where we had done the specifications. And when I was doing commercial projects, primarily, and residential too, I'll have to admit, because I was taught this by some of the other landscape architects that I've worked with, we tended to lean toward planting as large a trees as the budget would allow so that the project looked great or as good as possible when, you know, you finished. And it was especially important to some of the commercial people, but a lot of the residential people like that as well. And we planted some really big trees. It's still being done today. In fact, extremely large trees are planted in some cases. But looking back on all that, I've noticed that when trees were planted at a little bit smaller sizes, and if they were good trees, if they were good and sturdy, in other words, could be planted and not have to be staked, not have, you know, the staking, the green, what's typical a lot of times in nurseries is that the tree will be attached to a bamboo or a plastic, a fiberglass pole or some kind of pole with green tape. And it'll be attached at the bottom and in the middle and at the top. And when they're done that way in the growing operations, they don't develop any tensile strength, any strength at the base of the tree. There's no caliper. There's no flaring hardly at all because the tree doesn't need it, and so it doesn't develop. It's being held up by the staking. And when you take that staking off, some people make the mistake of leaving the staking on even after that, and the even that soft green tape cuts into the cambium layer, crushes the cambium layer and does damage. Even if it doesn't kill the plant, slows down or stops the growth. And then for the people that take that staking off, they have a problem with the tree standing up. It'll fall all the way over, and so I get a lot of questions about what to do. And what I tell most people is to try to avoid staking at all, but if you have to stake, stake as low on the tree as possible and have it where the tree can still move in the wind, have some flexibility. There are several different systems out there that function in that regard. Some contractors know how to do it fairly well, and some do it the same old way and attach up high on the tree real tight so that there's no way the tree can move. Well, that doesn't help much because when you're still holding the tree rigid like that, it's not going to develop that strength to hold itself up. You're just delaying the inevitable in a lot of cases. So you need to get it off, especially up high on the tree, as soon as you possibly can. Better still, buy trees that are nice and tough and stout, especially at the bottom. Buying smaller trees to start with in a lot of cases is a great idea because often their roots won't be as jammed up and turned into a knot as older trees, and they will actually catch up and pass the growth of a tree that you've paid more money for that's a larger tree. A lot of people have done that testing and looked at that, and across the board, it comes out that a smaller tree that's healthier, sturdier, and tougher is going to establish into a big tree in a quicker period of time. The other thing is transplanting, very closely related, of course. A lot of people will tell you to wait until it's winter and things are completely dormant. It's a better time to do the transplanting right now. We just transplanted some evergreen shrubs at home because we're having to get them out of the way to replace an old Orangeburg sewer line with a better sewer line at our house. And so we're moving some things around, and this is absolutely the best time, whether it's ground cover, which we had to move as well, ground cover or some annual color that I pulled the trigger on too fast and planted in the way, or if it's evergreen shrubs or if it's deciduous ornamental trees or whatever. Now is a great time to do it. The fall color is just starting to happen on the plants, and if you can see a hint of the fall color, all systems have been shut down pretty much in the tree, and you can move the plant, catch the fall burst of root growth, and have better success than waiting until they're completely dead in the winter. Let's see, the other thing related to that is that when you move the tree, do it just like we recommend planting a new tree, big, wide, ugly hole. Plant it high. It's much better to plant too high than too low at all. Any planting that's too low means that you're going to cover up part or all of the flare, and that's going to be a problem for you down the road. So plant the plants, whether it's shrubs, ornamental trees, or big trees, high. And in a lot of cases, you'll find that where it was growing, it was a little too low in the ground. So take the soil off and reestablish what is the proper height and set that above the ground grade by a couple of inches, because you're always going to get a little bit of settling. And so the most important thing you can do, big, wide, ugly hole, backfill with the soil that came out of the hole, and plant high. Try to avoid staking. Do it only as a last resort. Never wrap the trunk. It's the goofiest thing that is recommended out there. It just gives insects and diseases a place to develop. It just creates a problem. Doesn't solve any problem at all. Those that say it keeps the borers out make me laugh, because you wrap a trunk, borers not so dumb that it couldn't go above or below the wrapping, and go in. into that protected area. And when the wrapping finally comes off, it will be like having left a Band-Aid on your finger too long. It'll be damaged bark that is just more sensitive to light and sunburn and has other issues. There's one exception to that, and I got a call about it or an email about it this week, and it'll show up in my Dallas Morning News column. Dog strips bark, tender bark off a relatively young plant. Can you save it? Yes, you can. You can put the tree trunk goop on there, slather it on there. It's a mixture of compost and soft rock phosphate or fireplace ashes and diatomaceous earth. Mix it with water, slather it on there, keep the dog or the animal that caused the problem away. If it was caused by a wild animal, you need to get the flare uncovered and get the stress taken off the plant, because the rodents include rabbits, squirrels, rats, mice, those that eat the bark off plants are telling you that plant is in stress and you need to fix that. The only time I would ever recommend wrapping something all the way around a trunk is if the animal or mechanical damage has taken the bark off all the way around, 360. In that case, you can use the sick tree treatment, tree trunk goop, the formula is on the website there. Slather it on all the way around and then soak it in some burlap and wrap the burlap around the trunk. Keep it on there when it dries out and moisten it again over a period of time. We've got evidence now from several cases where the bark has actually regrown and bridged and saved the tree. Okay, I'll try to slow down here a little bit. Back to the phones. Pat's next up. Cherokee Village. Where is that, Pat?
Arkansas.
In Arkansas. What's going on?
Well, I'm waging a war on crabgrass in my yard, and I don't want to poison anything, so I've been pulling it up by the roots and sowing down clover seed instead, because I'm very honeybee friendly. When I was a kid, everybody had all this white clover growing in their front yards, and their honeybees were everywhere. And now nobody wants that stuff in their yard anymore, and there aren't any bees. So
I agree with you totally. I love white clover, and this is a good time to plant the seed.
And I wanted to know where I can get it, because it seemed like nobody wants to sell it.
There's a seed company in Breckenridge, Texas called Turner Seed Company, I believe is the name, Pat.
Okay.
Do a web search for seed and you'll probably see several come up. I know they have it. I've sent people to them before, and there's probably some others that are pretty large scale seed people that will have them. Sometimes the feed stores and farm stores will have it in stock. And
yep.
if they don't, they'll know the suppliers that sell it as well. It's got several different names, but I usually just ask for dwarf white clover.
Dwarf. And that's the kind that makes those little white flowers.
Yes.
That we used to make the chains.
That's right.
The girls would make necklaces and everything.
Yeah,
with
it's
them.
A beautiful ground cover. If you look at any of my plant books and on DirtDoctor.com as well, I have photographs. I think one of them is a picture with Logan sitting in the stuff. But we've actually designed it into projects before. I've used it as ground cover at home. For the crabgrass, there is a product that you might want to make a note of that you can use while it's still growing. So we're kind of running out of time a little bit. I think we still have some time left with this hot weather. But it's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And it is an organic herbicide. It's a selective organic herbicide. Its active ingredient is cinnamon. And it will kill crabgrass and a lot of other weeds, too, in your turf grasses. But strong caveat here for you. It is deadly to the clover that we're talking about. It'll kill it, too. So keep it away from your clover areas.
Okay. And I've got a red Mother's Day rose that one of my sons brought up here and planted for me that I prize very highly, and it tried to down me this year, and I thought it did, but now it's got like three long, strong sprouts coming out the sides with all this bed up the middle, and I left the bed up the middle just to keep things off of it in case it did try to come back, you know, so because it's full of thorns and everything, and it'll...
We're about to run out of time. What's your question on it, real quick?
So, what can I do to encourage it?
Okay, go ahead and cut that dead off. That's not going to help you keep anything away. And apply what we call the sick tree treatment for trees to your rows. And base part of it is to pull the soil off of the base there, and you drench with the Garrett juice or one of the commercial products or your own mixture, and then do all the other things that are listed on our website as the sick tree treatment, and your rows will probably fill out and do great. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I need to run real quick. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Pat and I were talking about the rose a little bit more off the air, and there's a couple of things I thought you might be interested in that we discuss, and then we'll get back to the phones. 866-444-3478. She was questioning the fact that I said to pull the soil and the mulch away from the base and expose the flare of the plant because she had put some big rocks around the base to help hold moisture. And that actually works. Rocks, stones will do that. They'll hold moisture in the ground. In fact, some people will propagate roses by taking a cutting 8 inches or so, stripping the leaves off the bottom part, putting it in the soil outside at an angle, 45-degree angle or so, and then putting a stone or a brick over the soil right where it goes into the ground. And it holds the moisture in the soil at a natural point there and works very well. So I told her the stone are fine, but pull them back first and let's pull the soil away, expose the flare. A rose bush will have a flare, a trunk flare, just like a tree. And if it's buried too deep in the ground, which a lot of them out there are, it's why so many roses, people think that roses are very difficult to grow sometimes because a lot of them are planted too deeply. So expose the flare, put the mulch back, and put the soil, put the rocks back if you want to. After doing that, use the entire sick tree treatment or whatever portion of it your time and budget allows. That's explained on our website on dirtdoctor.com and in my books. Basically, it's to aerate, rough up the soil, and put out the amendments that we use for bed preparation. Now, that's not applicable if you've already done all that stuff when you planted the rose, but in this case, it sounded like it'd been there a while and probably it hadn't been done. A similar project to that, I've got going myself at our office and in experimental gardens. I had a big rose, huge Duchère white rose. It has beautiful reddish foliage that the new growth. There's one reason I like it so much. And then it has white flowers. Mine had gotten huge. It had gotten to be about 8 feet tall and 8 feet wide because I just let it grow and tend to do that and see what happens. and it was crowding some real pretty coral vine that we've got on the guardrail behind that. So I cut it all the way down the ground, I mean to the ground, and it had a stump that was probably 4 inches in diameter or something. And I just left it. I figured, it, you know, that shock would probably kill it. It didn't kill it. It's come back now, and it's about, almost 4 feet by 4 feet, at least 3 feet by 3 feet. Beautiful foliage again and blooming with white color. I've done that on several roses, and I've been kind of amazed at how they can take that. Roses are actually very tough plants. And if you've got a situation where they've gotten too big, probably don't need to worry if you need to do some pretty severe pruning back. David is next up, Georgetown, Georgia. Hi, David.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Hey, I got a question about hydro seed. Is that okay to put on the garden, and does it attack the root knot nematodes?
Hydro seed? Is that a brand name that you're...
It's for turf grass. It's 123 Hydro Seed's the name of it.
I'm not familiar with it, David. Hydro seeding is a process. It's a way of putting out seed, blowing it out with a machine that puts it out and with water and either a paper, or some people use compost, which I like better, mixture. Hydro seed as a brand name, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, this is what this is for, what you're talking about. It's 123 Hydro Seed for all turf grasses. And I got it from the the Natural Organic Warehouse, and he looked on the computer and said it would attack those root knot nematodes.
Well, is it a Elbon rye grass?
No, I'm using it for the vegetable garden.
I know, but does it say it's Elbon rye? The grass that's used for nematode control is Elbon rye, and it's a cereal grain, and you can actually buy the seed at the feed store or some garden centers and put it out, and it grows, and it has an ability to trap and control nematodes to a degree. I don't use it myself in the vegetable garden because it creates a weed problem. It grows pretty aggressively. It makes a pretty good looking winter turf or ground, actually turf that can be mowed. But the problem is, if you let it grow for this nematode situation, you at some point you either have to till it into the garden or pull it all out. And it's been my experience that it was more trouble than it was worth.
Well, this is I got a gallon of this liquid. It's called, this is what they mix with the, when they put that grass seed down, I guess.
Was it a liquid fertilizer that goes with it or something?
This is a liquid, and it's got all kinds of bacteria in it.
Oh, well, that sounds good. I'm not associated with a Natural Organic Warehouse in any way other than they're running some ads on our website now, and I'll look into that. It sounds interesting, and the next time we talk about it, I'll be able to talk about it with a little bit more confidence.
Okay, and I had another question.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold, and I've got to do some stuff, so I may have to hold you all the way to the next hour, but if I get time, I'll talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, David. Hang on there. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And our newsletter's free. All you have to do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com to get it. Click on the green button over there on the left to learn about the benefits and the minor cost of becoming a member of the Organic Club of America. Go to our Facebook. Got a lot of stuff there, and I'll see you soon.